Kieran, we stood at the back of O'Donnell Park talking about a week's turnaround and what it meant and what you needed to do. But I have to ask you now, he's completely turned it around. How and what were the key things for you?
Well, I suppose it feels like a long week because it wasn't the nicest feeling walking out of Letterkenny last week, having a probably didn't go to plan the second half at all, but it's been a long week. But to be fair to the boys, like they bounced back really, really quickly, and we sort of had an idea of how they come back and how they trained this week that it did hurt them, and they were ready to really want it as a group. They really want it to not be defined in 10-15 minutes at the start of the second half, which ultimately lost the game last week. So we met last Sunday, we talked about that there, and we really targeted them all a week for getting the performance up to the level it needed to be and doing themselves justice and having no regrets. And I suppose that performance was showed all those things.
Did you try and bury that 10 minutes, or did you watch it to find out what went wrong, or how did you approach it? Because it's difficult, do you dwell on it or not?
Well, I think the important thing that we found was that we had to show the boys that we weren't as poor as we represented ourselves in a short period of time, and how we had so many goal chances in the first half, how they got a couple of easy scores, and how the start of our second half really didn't do ourselves justice. So we did talk about it, but then we had to very quickly park it and look towards us common, because we knew we had a really good opportunity, and it was a massive prize getting us to final. They were guaranteed in the quarter final, so we parted quick and we moved on. We trained well this week, and it's a good group. There's a good character in the lads, and I'm really pleased for them as a group because they've worked hard since we come together. I'm just really pleased for them that they were able to get a performance and get themselves on the North step forward in the All-Ireland semi-final.
The first 20 kickouts of the game from both keepers, I think, is 116. So that was massive, I suppose, is an understatement for what it did for your performance today.
Well, we were 100% in our own kickouts in the first half, and probably
I think you got five out of their nine.
Yeah, and I suppose it's almost a game of kickouts and possession, what you can do with it in between. And if you can't win your kickouts, you're leaving yourself a lot of work to do. So we really went after this week trying to make sure we were much better in our kickouts. And like we know Michael's a fantastic goalie at a shot stopping, and we're really lucky to have him, and we worked really hard in getting his kickouts to that high level, and luckily he was brilliant there.
The group itself, I saw a wee moment where you were chatting to the lads in the middle of it, and I'm sure you're over the moon, but to be in charge of that group and to be now in the last four, I think it's Cork you play it now, so you have something to get your teeth into, and I suppose something to look for now.
Oh, exactly. It's going to be a huge game. I think Cork won very, very comprehensively today, and I know Cork came through Munster. They beat Kerry a few times along the way, and again beat them after extra time in the final. So, like, Cork are a huge, big physical team, and it's going to be a huge task. But as you say, Michael, it's something to get our teeth into. We've 2 weeks to get ready for it. The past 3 weeks have been exhausting, coming from Donegal final to the day, game on game. So we've 2 weeks to rest for a few days and then get our teeth into Cork for another semi-final, which is something nice to look forward to.
The final point, take the football ability of your group as a group, as young cubs, like they came today to play the Connacht champions, and I think you touched on last week they beat these earlier in the year or something, or possibly, so they knew what they were coming into, but like they just played as if they weren't a minor team, if that makes sense.
Well, I suppose
if you know what I mean.
I don't like referring back to last week, but I suppose we really just wanted the boys to do themselves justice, and we really wanted the boys to get the performance to a level that they can do, because there's loads of good footballers in that team, there's loads of good characters, there's a good mix of toughness, speed, all the things that make a good team, and we just were very hopeful that they would get the performance and do themselves justice. And we talked about not having any regrets and making sure that they didn't leave their minor career behind them, and I think they really done that today.